Nabdoplaya was first discovered in 1973 by the archaeologists Fred Wendorf and Romold Schild. And they were just traveling across the desert and came across these megaliths. And, at that time, they did write some articles. They wrote a lot of articles, actually. And they said that there was this stone circle at the north end of the playa that was astronomically aligned. Not much happened until the late 1990s when a astrophysicist by the name of Dr. Thomas Brophy went there and did some research. And from his analysis, he is saying that there's really six groups of megaliths that emanate from a center point. And at the center point is a very strange carving that looks like a cow. There's three groupings to the north and three groupings to the south. And these stones actually relate to the stars of the constellation Orion. And the north one, when you analyze it and measure it out from the center stone, is exactly equal to the distances from these stars of Orion to Earth, and that the ones to the south are in that same manner, but they relate to the radial velocities of those stars. In other words, how fast those stars are moving away from us.
How would they know this?
Have no idea. The only way that they could know this is that there was a science and a civilization that existed before that they inherited.
And it had to have been an advanced civilization, obviously.
Yes. But it doesn't stop there. This center stone that's in the shape of a cow, the archaeologists actually thought it was a tombstone. So they removed it and they dug down about 10 meters down to the bedrock.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought they were going to find skeletons or remains of something. But they didn't find a thing, except one thing. And they found another carving down there. And they drew maps of it and everything. And Dr. Brophy had a chance to look at these maps and analyze them. And he's saying that this carving that they found underneath the ground is a map of our galaxy.
Our map of the galaxy.
A map
of
the galaxy.
Okay, now I'm convinced that there's been some extraterrestrial intervention here. I am convinced. It had to have been.
Well,
even an advanced civilization. I mean, there's no way they had the Hubble telescope or one like that, right? Millions of years ago. I mean, they didn't have that kind of technology, or did they?
Well, they could have, though. I mean, it's who says that we didn't exist before, like we do now?
But where is it? It's all gone. It can't be buried thousands of feet under the desert, I don't think. To me, somebody came and somebody went. You know, they showed up, they did what they had to do, they stayed for a number of years, they had the technology, they taught it, they used their equipment to build the pyramids, and then they took off for whatever reason. And that to me is fascinating too, why they would leave. But, I mean, if we had that kind of technology on this planet, even several millions of years ago, don't you think that there would be some history of it somewhere?
Well, not necessarily. If the surface of the planet was completely destroyed, and then life came back, then there wouldn't be no evidence of it. And this is where we start to get into the whole idea of who are we and where we came from. We really don't know.
Do you have
that question?
Yeah, but something tells me you've taken a guess.
Yeah, I think that we've always been here, and that there's a cycle to civilization and a cycle to man that keeps going forever and ever and ever.
How many millions are you? I'm going to say millions. How old do you think civilizations have been on this planet?
It could be billions. We just don't know for sure.
billions?
But there was a documentary. There's a new documentary out this year. It's called The Miracle Planet, and it's about evolution. But there's some very interesting concepts that they put forth. They say that our planet has been destroyed completely about six times. And what happens is a large asteroid comes in and collides with Earth, and the energy, the fireball from that collision, in within 24 hours, completely spreads around the Earth, scouring the Earth down to the bedrock, completely vaporizing everything. But the microbes that contain the DNA of life still live down within the rock where it's cool and they're untouched by the heat.
So they kick in again and it starts all over again?
That's correct. The oceans are vaporized and, you know, this lasts for about 1,000 years. But after 1,000 years, the Earth again starts to cool and the water condenses and comes back and fills the oceans. And these microbes that are now below the ground eventually work their way up back into the water, and then life starts over again.
Well, I've always believed that there's something like that happened on this planet a long time ago. For them, I mean, these megaliths, for them to have that kind of information on them, to me, is astounding. I mean, absolutely astounding. I mean,
it is. It's fantastic.
You know, it is. It's exciting to think about those possibilities. Are you aware of a guy? He's dead now. His name was Edward Lead Skolnin. He built an incredible facility in Homestead, Florida, moving huge blocks of coral, by himself, claiming that he knew the secrets of the pyramids.
That's correct. And his secret is, as far as I know it, he was saying that everything that exists as an object, that's actual matter, has a certain magnetism to it. And if you had a device that would harmonize with that magnetism, you could get whatever that object is to levitate. And he that's how he says that he built the Coral Castle, and he also says that's how the Egyptians built the pyramids.